Along with Barbara Deeb, I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio. The world watched on Monday as a fire ravaged the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris during Holy Week. As a house of worship for more than eight centuries, the cathedral has held deep meaning for Catholics. In this interview, Father John Thomas of Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Bowling Green spoke about leading a pilgrimage there in 2018.
We were there this past October. You know, everybody is so excited about going to Notre Dame, and we had the great privilege of, you know, there have been lots of images, news images now that they're able to enter the cathedral now after the fire, and the part where the steeple fell into the church and broke through the roof of that area, and now that, you know, the cross, you can still see the cross and the altar there, we had Mass right at that altar. And, you know, so to think that, you know, that we shared the scripture and the Eucharist right there in that spot. And then a couple from my parish who was on the pilgrimage, they were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary that year, last year. And so that was their gift to each other. And so I kind of surprised them and had them come forward and stand at that altar and renew their wedding vows. She, Kathy, was one of the bride. She was one of the first people to text me, and just crying. She said that she knew, you know, it's just a significant place for her now, and personal place for her.
You mentioned the altar and the cross. One of the more poignant images to emerge from the fire is of the cross that wasn't burned. Do you see some significance in that?
Yeah, the church is suffering and is a servant, but the church at the same time is triumphant. And it's an image really of the Paschal mystery, because Jesus, it appears on the cross, you know, Jesus has failed, you know, that he is murdered and dies. But ultimately, of course, we believe that he rose. And so, you know, from the ashes, new truth will rise and new faith will rise. And even through the most tragic events, we dig deep and we find what we reprioritize and see, well, what really matters and what is important and what is permanent and what is not and what matters.
There's already been talk of rebuilding the cathedral, but from a personal standpoint, how hard was it to watch such a Catholic icon burn?
Oh, my. Just to see those images of flames coming through the roof of that church and you know, in the beginning, them struggling to try and contain and minimize the damage. And it was just, it really was heartbreaking. You know, you could hear in the news reports that followed, in the days now that have followed, you know, it doesn't matter if you're Catholic or Baptist or non-churched or non-denomination or Buddhist, that place has significance for all of us. And whether it's just a tourist spot that's beautiful or whether it's a sacred, prayerful experience, we all know that it points to something bigger than ourselves.
That being said, do you think there's a chance that worldwide coverage of the cathedral fire might bring together not only Catholics, but those of other faiths?
I think so. You know, we all have moments and places that are significant for us. And you know, I may go into that church and it may mean one thing to me, and you may go in that same church even on the same day and it would have different meaning for you, you know, but it has meaning. And you can tell, you know, when events like this take place, you know, sometimes the world can seem so out of sync or self-serving, people in the world or countries in the world. And when events like this take place, I think it makes us again realize how much we have in common and how much we need one another.
Looking to the future when the cathedral is rebuilt, are you optimistic that the history and the architecture can be recaptured?
Well, you know, the primary part that burned is the roof. And so the real structure of the facility physically is still present. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, they're still trying to figure out exactly what relics or what pieces of art or any significant piece that might have been lost. But I think many things were saved, and I think that they will be able to recreate in a significant way the aura and the art and the experience that has always been Notre Dame. And we have to remember that church has undergone many transformations through the centuries. It's been used for things other than a church at certain periods in history, and it has stood the test of time, and it will stand the test of time, I think.
I know a website has been created for people to contribute money for Notre Dame's rebuilding. Do you anticipate local parishes taking up any special collections?
Mm-hmm. I think eventually that will happen, but I think it will happen in a more systematic, organized way, and it will be worldwide. I think, maybe even Pope Francis will call upon all of us to pull together and to contribute even the little we can toward the restoration of that beautiful cathedral.
The fire perhaps is even more heartbreaking given the timing of it. As Catholics commemorate the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday, what would you say to parishioners who might question why this happened?
Well, some, I think, will question, why, and also the timing. It is quite significant. And I would simply point to one simple fact, that fire can be destructive, but fire can also be purifying. And that's what I think we have to look to, that it's a physical structure. And although it's very important to us, it always points to something else. And that is the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, the very core of what we celebrate this time of year. So maybe we feel that part of the death and crucifixion a little more clearly this year.
Father John Thomas of Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Bowling Green, thank you for your time.
Thank you. God bless you.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.